Hello? Hello? Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Buttercup?
Hey, did you let your students out?
Yeah.
Good. Hi.
Hi, dude.
Hey.
Hello.
I followed your prescription, Dr. Steinman's MFA.
Oh, you did? Great.
not that one. I was going to finish it, and I almost followed it and didn't use the computer after 12:15.
Oh, very good.
And I briefly noticed you sent me another prescription.
Yeah, I sent you another prescription. So I can understand the contradiction between the two prescriptions.
Yeah. That's prescription for Netflix.
Yeah. I think you need to relax and have other things to do in the house besides playing with your computer.
I know, but Netflix will require me to watch movies on my computer.
Yeah, I know, that's true.
But it's okay, I can just sit it on my lap. I don't know if I broke it or it broke, but the big, that amplifier, that audio amplifier, the stereo, that my dad
gave you,
inherited from my father.
It's broken?
It doesn't work anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
It worked earlier when I plugged it in, and I fear that I plugged things into the wrong place or something, but it worked, and then now it doesn't work.
What kind of not working is it?
Like, when I turn the switch, nothing happens.
Oh, like, it's not powering up?
It's not powering up.
Is the, and it's definitely a working outlet?
I checked that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, like, 20, 25 years old.
Yeah, well, that sucks.
But it's, like, the kind of thing that's, I mean, the thing.
It should last forever, basically.
It weighs 50 pounds, bulletproof.
Yeah.
So, sadly.
Hold up a second. Let me put my hands-free thingy on so I can eat while I talk to you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Sadly, it is, I think, in the past.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude.
It is sad.
It's sad.
Sad, sad, sad.
Whoops. I'm eating some salad. Left over from lunch. It's in my car. Because I was just so starving driving home.
Starving is not good, especially when driving home.
No. I had to, stop halfway home and go buy food before. Which is not good. Oh. Ooh, I did it. I quit my job.
I know. You quit your job.
How cool is that?
That's really cool.
And it was very painless.
It was very painless. Did you have that all hands on deck meeting that he wanted to have, or?
apparently, Adam's worst fear came to pass, and I ended up sending Chris an email because I've tried five different times to find him in his office so I could quit, I keep not catching him, so I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it over email and tell him I'm at school and he can come find me in my classroom, So I did that, and then, Adam happened to be in Chris's office at that moment, talking with him about scheduling for apparently Chris, almost fell out of his chair and was oh my god.
Do Did you save? So Adam's worst fear was what? That like there's no classes for him or something?
Yeah, that there weren't going to be enough classes. Actually, like, one of my classes was being canceled. Uh-huh. That was what it was about. Like, just because of enrollment or something, you know? Mm-hmm. They were, like, condensing it down to one section or something.
Mm-hmm.
He was just going to try and figure out, you know, let us duke it out between ourselves of what classes we wanted to teach and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So... Then Chris was like, well, scratch that. Now we've gone from having not enough classes to too many classes, so you can teach whatever you want.
That's good.
Mm.
Hopefully Adam will be able to piece together a nice schedule out of your classes.
Hmm?
Hopefully Adam will be able to piece together a nice schedule out of your classes.
Yeah, I know. That's what she's like. I think he'll be able to piece together a nice schedule. No mornings. Stuff he's taught before.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Those are only 3 days. Those are the three requirements for a happy schedule.
Yep.
Surprisingly hard to achieve.
Excruciatingly difficult to achieve.
Yeah. In fact, the only time I had my... Well, in fact, I never had all three of those things at once.
Mm-hmm.
I've had 2 out of 3 many times, but not 3 out of 3. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Listen up, I love you so much, okay?
Oh, okay.
Don't you forget it, okay?
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, I say so.
Oh, okay.
That's what I say. I say, don't you forget it.
Okay.
I say, you must remember. I keep seeing your car everywhere. People with your car.
I know my car is everywhere.
I think it's the cutest of the cars that has that type and size, you know, like the Japanese practical car.
The Japanese practical car. The car in Japan is like a big, big, big car. That here is a little car.
Right. It's way cuter than the Prius. I don't know why they don't make the Prius look like that. I guess it's because the battery has to go somewhere.
Yeah, I guess. The Prius is kind of ugly.
It's really ugly. Like, I wouldn't buy one just because it's ugly.
Yeah, I like the older Prius better just because it was kind of...
Yeah, just like the normal one that looks like a Corolla or something, you know? Like, the new one is just like, it's just weird. It looks really ugly.
Yeah, it's really kind of ungainly.
I think, like, they like, really haven't... Like, some other companies are getting the idea that people want normal cars that are fuel efficient. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want weird cars that are, like, hybrid.
Yeah,
they want
at this point, it seems hybrid. More relevant to just get one of the, like, get the Honda Civic one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell the difference. It's just, it's, you know, it's just a Honda Civic.
Oh, are the Civics hybrid now?
Oh, yeah, they have been for a year. They're out on the road.
I didn't know that.
Well, Honda had the fucking ridiculous one.
They have that ridiculous one, that's right. The Prius was much better than that one.
Yeah, the Prius was, like, way better. It's like...
It was, like, an improvement, yeah.
It's totally, like, one of... It's totally, like, almost a concept car in its absurdity of styling. With, like, the covered back wheels and the super tiny and the super aerodynamic.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, almost a good portion... I mean, that one has the best mileage. And apparently, like, a good portion of its mileage just comes from the body shape alone.
Oh, just, like, the aerodynamics of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it comes from just the aerodynamics of the car.
Wow.
And the lightness of the car.
I'm remembering, like, when I was in elementary school, like, third grade or fourth grade or something. We had like this piece of software for like the Apple IIe, you know, that was that let you like basically design cars, like, but just like a line drawing. It would be like the side view, you know, mm-hmm. like the shapes of cars, mm-hmm. And then like, you know, run it through a wind tunnel. Like, wind tunnel test the aerodynamics of your car.
Yeah.
And I remember it, like, it being, like, very surprising, like, the shapes of the ones that were the most aerodynamic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They kind of, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. They kind of have sort of that Prius shape of, like, being, like, the most aerodynamic ones I recall making, like, as a kid would be, it was, like, almost, like, a 45-degree angle up, you know, and then, like, a flat roof and then a 45-degree angle down in the back.
Yeah.
They were really ugly.
Yeah.
Early educational software.
All I can remember is Oregon Trail.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that too, Oregon Trail. That was, like, sophisticated.
Yeah, it was quite sophisticated. That's such a generational thing. Like, there's a fine...
No kids these days wouldn't know what Oregon Trail is.
No, and when I say generational, I mean like a really fine, fine window.
It's very specific. Like, you basically had to be born in like 1977.
Right. Like, I would say 76 to 80 is the far window of it. 79.
Yeah.
Like, my brother might know what Oregon Trail is.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think, Jamie might know what Oregon Trail is, but it was almost, like, only by virtue of being my little sister.
Because by then it was, like, totally obsolete.
Yeah, totally.
By the time they were that age.
Do you remember Print Shop?
Oh, yeah.
I remember being, like, so impressed by the Apple IIc.
Wait, the Apple IIc was...
It was color.
Right, okay.
It was color, and then, what was it, the Apple IIg?
It was the Apple IIgs.
You remember the Apple IIg? It was like...
It wasn't just the 2G, it was the 2GS.
2GS, that's right.
We had one of those, that's the one that we got.
That was clickable interface or something, right? Or, like...
No, that was... The GS stood for graphics and sound.
Graphics and sound, yeah, the Apple IIgs. I remember my friend Jenny Bookwalter had one of those. She had a 2GS.
Yeah, that was the first computer that my parents bought. Yeah. And the amazing thing was, my dad got an upgrade. He upgraded the RAM.
Ooh.
To 1 megabyte.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, that seems like a lot, you know?
Yeah.
That was a lot.
What was I going to say? I'm trying to remember, like, my sequence of computers. First, I had a Commodore 64. And then I had an Apple IIe. And we kept the 2E for a long time. And then I got, like my freshman year of high school, I got a Quadra.
Mm-hmm.
A Quadra AV.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a PowerBook 3200D. And then I had my piece of crap G4. And then I had my G5. Those are all my computers.
We did 2GS. And then we had a Mac 2SI. And then it's kind of a blur. We had a PowerMac like 6,100 that died, and then we had insurance on it, and it died at some point. We had insurance on it. We got the extra plan, and they replaced it with a 7,200, which then proceeded to die as well, or something like that, or maybe the 6,100 died and it was replaced with 7,200 or something like that. I can't really remember. And then there was a G3 233 that Steven had. But I didn't really have. That was Steven's computer. I had a PowerBook Duo 250. And that was like sophomore year of high school.
Wow, you had a PowerBook in high school.
Yeah, well, I was like, a couple of reasons. One is I was like on, like all of these, because we were such a small school and the league was so spread out. Like, we would have like 3-hour bus rides to and from like soccer games. And so between that and all of like being away on the weekends and whatnot, between that and the fact that my teachers flat out said that they could not read my handwriting for my like exams that I wrote.
Oh, right.
They like were like, we cannot read this. I'm
sorry. Chicken scratch has got to go.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, I cannot grade this. Okay. So we got like an older one pretty cheap. I mean, at that point it was like at least one iteration old. It's like buying like an iBook G4, 800 right now.
Right.
Or something like that. And then I had a 1400, a PowerBook 1400 C or something like that, and then that became Dad's computer, and I got a PowerBook 2300, which I had. I mean, that's not right. 2300. It was like this really... It's the smallest one they ever made. And I used that through until I got a G4 tower, followed by the G4 laptop. Which just got replaced yesterday.
With the new G4 laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In thinking back to the early computers, I remembered also a total nerd experience I had as a child, in which like I built my own radio from a kit.
I never did anything like that.
I'm sure that was like a dad's idea, you know.
Yeah. My dad's idea of things like that were, like, we went up to the shop and we built a box with miter joints.
Uh-huh. That was a good project.
Yeah. Are you you're still sitting in the parking lot?
No, I'm driving
home. Oh, you car. You're breaking the no...
I'm
no,
breaking my rule for the moment.
Breaking your no cell phone rule.
Yeah.
There's probably no one on the road.
There's not really anyone on the road.
Just drive carefully.
I love you, baby.
I love you too.
You're my dude.
You're my snuggle.
I like love you way a lot and stuff.
Yeah, me too, dude.
And stuff like that, okay?
Okay, dude.
Okay, dude.
Okay.
What do you think? Should I take the 605 or 710?
That was so funny. At this hour, take the 605.
Yeah.
I was like, I love you. I love you so much. Oh, I love you so much. I love you. Should I take the 605 or the 710?
Free choice.
What'd you say?
I said free choice. My photo didn't really depict it that well.
Really, it looked pretty red.
It's really the shoulders that are sunburned. The neck area. It's very red. It's one hell of a hike up there, man. Runyon Canyon.
Yeah, did you go all the way up around and up to the top?
Yeah, I did the whole thing. Full circle.
Wow.
It's really, like, I fell down, like, 3 times, like, trying to climb down that last part.
I mean, I've never made the full circle.
It's so steep, and it's just, like, sand, basically, you know? It's, like, this really dry dirt, and it just slides, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need cleats or something. Anyway, it was very hard. I was proud of us. We have a weekly date.
That's good. A weekly date that they're only 2 more weeks.
Yeah, only for a few more weeks.
I mean, you can still go. I just mean, like, there's only 2 more weeks that you have a fixed schedule.
Oh, yes, that's true.
You know, like, in 2 more weeks, you can go whenever you want.
That's very true. So, for Davies to come with me, it has to kind of be on her lunch hour.
How is Davies doing?
She's good. She's, like, just, like, been polishing up her creative capital application, and,
I think that's her, a, like, really smart
plug. Oh, she started using a Wacom tablet at work, which is, like, apparently, like, been a godsend.
Yeah, I have a trouble understanding how she, as a designer, doing things the way she does, has not used a Wacom, if only for control.
Yeah, no, she loves it. Apparently, it's just, like, been, like, a total, like, revolution. So.
That's good.
Because it was just, like, you know, with her other devices or whatever, it was just, like, her work was just so much slower, you know, and she was just, like, freaking out. She was like, how am I going to work if I work so slow? You know, and then she tried the Wacom, and it was, like, just sped things up so much, you know?
That's good.
But she said she likes it, like, even not just for, you know, not just for drawing, but, like, for just navigating around and everything.
Really, Kevin does, too. I can't stand mousing with it.
Uh-huh.
You have to try so hard to hold the thing still. Because the things are so sensitive that, like, it moves around, like, on a 4-pixel radius or a 5-pixel radius.
Right.
And when you click, you move. It moves. Like, if you double-click, it, like, it moves a bit. And sometimes it grabs and moves icons and stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
I found it, like,
I've never tried one.
Really difficult to navigate with. It's funny, I have a bunch of students that, like, go get the Wacom tablets only so they can use them with the wireless mouse.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Like, they get them out of the... There's, like, this, the department has five of them, or six of them, or something. Like, sitting in a closet that they're allowed to go use. Yeah.
Hey, my bedroom perimeter.
Hello.
I love you.
I love you too.
I feel so happy I quit my job.
Yeah, it's a pretty happy thing. You know?
Mm-hmm. I feel so unhappy that I'm going to have to pay like $600 in rental car fees.
Yeah, that's really unhappy.
It's terrible.
How did you end up with $600? That's really rough. 3 weeks?
It's more than, it's like 3.5 weeks.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah, I've already had it for a week and a half. I rented it last Monday. So it's already cost me $240 plus tax.
It's $240 a week?
No, it's $24 a day. In 10 days, it just cost me $240.
Mm. That sucks, dude. I'm sorry. $24 a day isn't bad, though.
No, it's a pretty good rate, you know? It's like the lowest it possibly goes is like 18.
Yeah.
And I'm not driving like a 10-year-old Geo Metro, you know?
It just really, really sucks that they're taking so long.
They're taking forever. They're just like, I feel so dicked around, you know?
I'm sorry.
I mean, like, I definitely, there's like no way I'm going to get my car back before, like, I get back from Portland. You know, it'll be April 1st at least, like,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, the good news is you don't have the pressure of having to get to work at certain times, you know.
Yeah, I'm just, like, when I get back, I'm not running a car again. I'm just going to live car-free until the car gets back. It'll probably just be a few more days, you know. I'm just like, I can't, I'll just walk and or take the subway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to pay any more money in fucking car rental fees.
I know.
But yeah, it is going to be about $600 total.
Well, yeah, that sucks.
But like, honestly, even if I had rented it from someplace else, it would have been like $500.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So once I did the math, you know, so.
Yeah, that's really rough that they don't cover it either. Yes.
It's just like example number, like, you know, 217 of like something that, you know, is a reasonable decision for my dad, but not for me. Like to decline the, you know, to set, yeah, it's like setting $1,000 deductibles and then not having the car rental thing. I mean, how much more can it cost to add a car rental benefit onto your, you know, car insurance?
Yeah.
But, like, rental cars are just very expensive, you know? I mean, they're not that expensive if you're on vacation, but they really are. Like, you have to have it for a month.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I am thinking about maybe, like, returning this car tomorrow and going and getting a car from someplace at the Burbank Airport just so I can drive myself to the airport when I need to fly out.
Yeah, if they're for the same, roughly the same price, might be worth it.
No, I mean, it's cheaper. Like, I save $70 and I can drive myself to the airport.
Oh, then it's worth it. That extra bit of being able to drive yourself to the airport is worth it.
Car.
Hi, where are you now? Are you on the 5 yet?
No.
No.
I'm on the 605 still. I am passing the Imperial Highway exit. Mm-hmm. Firestone Boulevard, which was my street of doom on the 710.
Oh, yeah. That's about where Sarah's car exploded, too. Actually, yeah, that's where Sarah's car exploded.
I guess it's an unlucky spot of doom on the 710.
Yeah, it is. Unlucky spot of doom.
I can buy into student insurance for just the summer if I need to, but I don't know yet, you know, if, like, it's, you know, either I do that or, you know, maybe they start the, maybe I get free insurance right off the bat.
Got it. And what is the cost for buying into it for the summer? Not stated.
No, it's stated, I just forget.
It's not probably too bad.
No, it's not too bad. It's really reasonable.
Yeah. It makes sense to get the short-term one.
Yeah.
You saw my response, right?
Yeah, I saw your response.
And then you probably want to find a dental vision one.
Yeah.
On a more long-term basis.
I think it makes sense. I think it's the right kind of insurance to get, you know? Because if you have a specified period of time that you want to buy it for, you know, then it's just, like, much, much cheaper and much less of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's the pain in the ass factor, mostly, I think.
Huh?
It's the pain in the ass factor.
You know, it's like they don't make you fill out all this extensive paperwork if they're covering you for 3 months or whatever, you know?
No.
And it's, you know, and I think that was a good idea. Just, like, get the one with $250 deductible, you know. I just find one that works in California and New York, which is the tricky part, you know. But,
yeah.
If I need to go to the doctor, then she pays the first $250, whatever.
Yep. And no matter what, it ends up being less.
Yeah, then Cobra, are you fucking kidding me? Cobra would be like $450 a month or something.
Mm-hmm.
Covering your insurance only makes sense if you have, like, a long-term medical condition or, like, you're in the middle of treatment for some kind of something or, you know.
Or you have 1 month in between.
Yeah, or you have 1 month in between, you know.
In between your new job when it's just such a pain in the ass to deal with paperwork.
If I were being treated for some serious illness or something right now, or I had, like, a long-term medical condition or whatever, like, that would obviously be the right choice, but it makes no sense whatsoever for me to do it, you know? really, what I want to have is, just in case, of, God forbid, something should happen, that I have major medical insurance, you know?
Yeah. I totally agree. I think it's important.
I just, like, don't ever want to be without that, because it's like you'd just be fucked over for the rest of your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since they're making it harder to declare bankruptcy these days.
I know. I'm so fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
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 I'm snuggling a baby tiger.
Oh, I am glad.
You're driving.
Baby tiger is a real snuggler.
You're driving north on the 605.
Mm-hmm.
I snuggle with baby tiger. You drive north. Tiger, tiger.
Find a parking spot. I guess I leave it to crack of dawn so I can park at a meter.
Do you not park your car in the...
I do not park this car in the garage. Are you fucking kidding me? I'd scratch it and then they charge me like $1,000 or something.
Right, that's true. It's probably hard to... Is it hard? Is it wider than your other car?
Huh?
Is it wider or is it just you aren't even going to try?
I'm not even going to try. I mean, I can't tell you how often I scratch my own car putting it in there, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't give a shit because my car is 8 years old, you know? But, there's a no. I just wouldn't even try.
Yeah.
So far, I've been really lucky. I haven't had any problems finding street parking. So it's just, when I need to park it this late at night, that it can be hard.
Yep, but you leave very, very early in the morning.
Hmm?
You leave very, very early in the morning.
Yeah, I leave very, very early in the morning. Much earlier than I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions of where I should tell my students to buy cheap web hosting?
Tell them to go to dreamhost.com and tell them that milk at mandelberg.com referred them.
Okay, I'll get you some free hosting.
No, seriously, DreamHost is a little bit more expensive, but it's so reliable. I don't really know of anywhere else. I don't really even pay attention anywhere else. It's like $90 a year instead of $60 a year, but it's so worth it because the basic plan has so much extra. It's like, I think there's plans for like $7.99 a month, you know, or like $8.99 a month. And then when you buy for the year, it comes down, you know, to like, they give you a yearly discount.
Right.
And,
I don't know, my kids are really cheap. I've just been sending them to GoDaddy for hosting because it's like $4 a month or something.
Right, I mean, if they can get hosting at GoDaddy, then, you know, go to GoDaddy. I mean, GoDaddy has almost no support.
Yeah, I know, but, like, these kids are doing almost nothing.
Then that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, yeah, no, I've been, I have all my domains registered through GoDaddy.
No, they're really cheap for domain registration. Yeah, they're good for that, but, I don't know. I'm sure there are some other things I could refer them to, too. I just, like, they wanted to be, like, basically, like, you know, they just wanted to be cheap and, like, work to, like, put out, like, my first website, basically. You know
right.
I mean?
Is the GoDaddy interface, can you actually FTP to your server? Or is it a web interface?
No, you can FTP.
Okay. Yeah, then do GoDaddy.
Those interfaces are awful.
Then do GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm. Which is so simple, but it's like feels very complicated to them.
Yeah.
Like a fish on a long line.
I know. Fish on long line. Drifting away as the reel spins out. And the boat moves north.
Yeah.
on the 605. Hi, are you the boat who's moving north on the 605?
What?
Are you the boat that's moving north on the 605?
Yes, I am the boat that's moving north on the 605.
Yes, you are.
Mm, the funny looking boat that's turning north on the 605.
Mm-hmm.
The funny looking rental boat.
Rent a boat. Drive on freeway. Forgive my babbling.
Oh yeah, the other reason to return the car tomorrow is that my like titanium Visa card is providing my collision insurance for the rental car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I, like, declined the rental car agency's insurance because it's already, you know, covered on my... If I charge the rental to my titanium card, it pays for it or whatever. But I read the fine print on my, like, credit card policy, and it's, like, only covers rentals up to 15 days. So, like, if anything happened to the car and I had rented the car for more than 15 days, then it would be void, you know?
So if you go and rent another car, is it a new...
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's good.
It's just no more than 15 continuous days.
Wow, that's good. That's good. That's good. It's funny, there's all kinds of funny, weird things, like weird, like, insurances protections built into some credit cards.
Yeah, I know. I think that's why, like, often actually, like, interest rates on, you know, platinum cards can be worse than your regular card or something, you know? It's because they provide all these services. There's, like, you know, protection for, like, any objects you buy on the card. Like, if they're defective, it's, like, a warranty on them.
Right,
you know?
It's weird. It's funny. Like, I never even, like, look at that. I don't know anything about what's available, you know?
About any of the other things, but it's just one thing that I knew is that, like, credit cards, you know, have the auto rental insurance thing, which can be very expensive as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it adds an extra, like, $9 to $15 a day onto the price of running your car.
Right.
So, I was like, shit, I'm not paying that, you know? It's already covered.
I see.
So, I have no, like, can only imagine, like, the nightmare of the claims process, you know? But,
yeah. You're not going to get hit again, please, no.
What?
No more accidents, please. No, Julia, in any more accidents.
I'm just thinking they blame me for the scratch that's already on the car.
No, like, they're not gonna blame you. And I don't know when you're returning it. When are you returning it? Tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah.
I don't know, you could try going by the auto shop and getting some of that scratch.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, like, really, like, not even noticeable, you know?
Uh-huh. Then ignore it. Are you on the 5 yet? Hello?
No, but I'm starting to wonder why not. Where the fuck am I?
Oh.
I'm afraid that I might be lost.
Well, what freeway are you on?
I'm still on the 605.
What's the exit?
Where did it go?
Oh, that's north.
Oh, no, I missed it.
Yeah, you missed it.
Aw, I just want to be home, baby. I have to get up at 5 in the morning.
I know.
Careful.
Yeah, you should turn around because the 605, the 5 is pretty far off of the 10 at that point.
Oh my god, I'm so far away.
Where are you?
I'm like in fucking Pasadena. There's a sign for the 210.
There's a sign for the...
It's a long time ago.
There's a sign for the 210. Take the 210 to the 10. Wait, no, the 210 is going south.
I'm turning around.
Wait.
I don't even, 210 goes, like, to Cal Arts. It, like, goes, it's a weird...
But if you're in Pasadena, the smartest thing would be to take 10 in.
I don't know where I am. I missed the 10 already, but I can go, I'm going to turn around.
You missed, you passed the 10, too?
Take the 605, I got lost, okay?
Oh.
I don't know what order everything goes in, I didn't see it.
Oh, I'm sorry. My advice was all fucked up.
No, it's me, I don't know.
I'm sorry for telling you to take the 605, I thought that you took it all the time. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, oh. Hello?
I can't believe I missed my freeway. I don't even know where I am. I'm in some horrible suburb. Doesn't even look like a suburb, it looks like the middle of nowhere. Industrial.
You're the 605 and the 210?
I'm in, like, fucking, I drove halfway to Las Vegas.
No, you didn't. Don't exaggerate. Hello?
I don't
want to
go.
That's true.
I'm in Baldwin Park.
I'm here. I don't remember all the nuances.
What?
I don't remember all the nuances to tell you which way to go.
Dude, I'm gonna take the 10. It's the next freeway in.
Okay. Yeah, take the 10.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Far enough out that it's not called the Santa Monica Freeway, it's called the San Bernardino Freeway.
It's called the San Bernardino Freeway on the other side of LA.
I know.
If you were like half a mile from like downtown, it would be still called the San Bernardino Freeway.
Okay, I got you
also, but I don't know if it goes both directions out here. If I can get out of that direction.
Just take the 10, you know? The 10 will take you all the way to Vermont, and you can just get off of Vermont. Or if you want to take the one, I mean, you know that.
Yeah, I don't think it's Vermont. There should be no traffic in Vermont. It's 10 and 15 at night.
Yeah. Oh, it says it's here. I mean, it's 1:15 here.
Oh, dude, you need to go to bed, huh?
I need to go to bed because I have to get up early. I have to go on and read our applications.
What is early for you? What time are you going to get up?
Well, shit. probably not that different from when you have to get up. You get up at when? Okay, I'm gonna get up at 9 o'clock here, which is 6 o'clock there. So I'm gonna get.
I'm gonna get up when I'm already halfway to work.
I'm gonna get up when you're halfway to work. Yes, that's right.
And maybe like the sun will be peeking out.
Yeah, maybe. And I'm gonna get up at 9. And I'm gonna like actually get up. I got up at 9 and I got up and then I fell back asleep today and got up at 9:40.
I wish I could get up at 9. I'd already be like halfway through class by then.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be already halfway into Miss Famous. Why doesn't my website work?
Yeah.
It's like, who knew that would be a question that had so many possible answers?
Yeah. Yeah, the complexity of the mistakes they can make is pretty profound.
I do a lot of just start over, you know? Because I'm like, untangling this will take us so much longer than just doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Very true. I missed AMATS. Why doesn't my website work? What did I do?
I didn't do it. I don't get it. It doesn't work.
I don't get it. But I did it right. I did it.
I did everything like I thought I was supposed to, but it doesn't work.
But I did it right.
I could like really like make a publication of like the 10 questions to ask your student if they ask you, Miss Simons, why doesn't my website work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And most of them start with, did you listen when I said this? Do you remember?
Were you in class? When?
Oh, so maybe you missed, like, all of the, and can't remember all of the other. Miss Steinmetz, hello?
Hello.
Hi, Miss Steinmetz.
Dude, I'm done being Miss Steinmetz today.
What if I paid you to be Miss Steinmetz?
Okay, you can pay me. That's fine. I'll be Miss Steinmetz for $50 an hour.
$50 an hour? You'll be Miss Steinmetz. How much would it cost for you to be Mistress sign meds.
That's more expensive.
And it comes with extra perks and benefits?
Yeah. That costs like at least $150 an hour.
Ooh, you're expensive.
But worth it.
How much does it cost for you to be dude?
To be dude? For you, baby, I'll be dude for free.
Okay, dude.
Okay, dude.
It was funny, when I was at Cherry and Rose, I was referring to you as the dude.
As what?
As the dude.
The dude?
Like... Yeah, hold on a second, Sherry. The dude's calling. Or, I can't wait, because the dude's coming in another 4 days. And they look at me kind of like, huh?
Huh? Like, what are you talking?
What? What the fuck?
Are we inside a Western movie?
Everyone was complaining because Film Forum spent the month only showing Westerns.
What?
Do you know Film Forum?
Yeah.
They, like, have been showing Westerns for, like, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, okay. So they were complaining about that.
Yeah. I mean, Film Forum probably hasn't shown Westerns for, like, years. And they show a few of them, and, like, people are up in arms. Or some people are up in arms. Are you reoriented? Making your way back towards downtown. Are you a kitten? Your kitten making your way back towards downtown?
Hello?
I lost you. Hello? Hello, my little digital chipmunk. Hello? You are lost in the cellular void. I can't hear you. Okay, we're gonna try back again in a second. Hi.
Hi, sorry, technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties in the land of the cellular.
Yes, exactly.
So, are you a little kitten driving towards downtown?
I'm sorry?
Are you a little kitten driving towards downtown?
Yeah, I'm okay.
No, 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 not okay. Are you a kitten?
Oh, am I a kitten? Did you hear me meowing?
I did, before you got cut off. But what I want to know is, where, how did you get your driver's license if you're a cat?
I'm very cunning.
You're cunning. Where did, who taught you how to drive?
I taught myself. Trial and error.
Trial and error. Well, tell me about the errors.
Well, I mean, at first I was trying to chase like, you know, bunnies and squirrels and mice and other small mammals, and that got pretty dangerous.
With the car, you'd run them down?
Yeah.
You'd run down the bunnies?
I suppose, but, you know, people didn't like me driving through their yard so much.
No, I suppose you could really beat up the dogs that kind of harassed you, huh?
Oh, totally, yeah. They didn't want to mess with me anymore.
Do you remember the... I just remembered this. Do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit called Toons is the Driving Cat?
No. I missed out on this whole, like, I was not really a big Saturday Night Live watcher.
Well, the funny thing is most of it is really real. I mean, like, some of it's really funny, but most of it's just really not funny. It's really just dumb. And this Toons is the Driving Cat was, like, this repeated skit that was really funny for about 10 seconds and then just dumb. It was like this cat that drove people around and just always kept crashing. And like when he would crash, they would cut to like some dramatic like car diving off of a cliff, like, you know, like so obviously from like disaster film that it's funny. You know, and then you'd end up with like the people, you know, in a hospital or something. I don't know. And Toons would drink while he was driving too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the kind of like
weirder
and unfunny things that like wasn't as unfunny as the food talk people, which of course I got the punchline to when I moved to.
You got the punchline like a decade later.
I got the punchline like a decade and a half later.
Yeah.
When like I moved to LA and I realized that there's a food talk show where they talk exactly like that. And if I had known that, it would have been the funniest fucking thing to hear them like, you know, do these things
making
and have
fun of that.
Yeah, making like, fun of that.
Oh, what do we have here? Oh, goodness.
Well, no, it's not. It's just like, oh, what do we have here? Oh.
Oh, goodness. That's a lovely turnip.
Oh, goodness, that turnip. Oh, that's so exciting.
Now, are these the eastern variety turnips, or are these the more exotic northern turnips? Well, that is so interesting, because, like, have you read...
Kitty cat, run her over. Run her over.
There was a period of time when I was doing like all that private SAT tutoring and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, where like I had all these students in the Hollywood Hills,
mm-hmm.
Because of their school schedules, I would always be working on Saturday mornings, you know, and it like just so happened like that, you know, it would be like during, you know. During the food show, you know, I would be like driving the Hollywood Hills up to my student's house and like driving home, and I would just like always be hearing like some like hour, you know, I mean whatever, like, you know, I would have to sit through like half an hour of like discussion of Hollandaise sauce or something.
I mean, it's really funny in retrospect to think about like what they would always have the guest come on and like perform some skit that would like rattle these hosts, you know, it's like they would talk about, you know, just really obnoxious things with them, you know, like I seem to remember, anyway,
mm-hmm.
Where are you now?
Oh, I'm almost home. I took the 10 to the 101.
Mm.
I'm going to get off on Vermont in a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Go straight to my house.
This is a pleasure that I haven't had for, like, several weeks.
Talking to me on the phone in the car?
The pleasure of being with you the whole way back.
Huh?
The pleasure of being with you the whole way back from work.
From work,
and
I
like
know.
Knowing where you are, and knowing where you are, and knowing where you are as you move through LA, Orange County, and LA.
Yeah. I love taking on the phone in the car. It's been like so hard for me to not do it.
I know. After crashing your car while being on the phone, it does make sense.
To not talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real problem is I was, you know, it reminds me of Clover's aunt rule that you should never break more than one law at a time. And basically, I was like both completely sleep deprived and talking on the phone. Same time.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I like that rule. You should never break more than one law at the same time.
It's very true, you know? Mm. It's like when you're breaking more than one law that you get caught.
Yeah, or it's when you're breaking more than one law that you get looked at suspiciously. It's like when you speed while you're carrying, you know, illicit substances. A pound of pot in your car. Yeah, exactly. When you speed when you're carrying a pound of pot in your car, you tend to, get looked at because you're speeding, and then they find other things. Or more explicitly, in the case of a good friend of mine, when you're driving with out-of-state plates that have an expired registration, and you've got 300 tabs of ecstasy, some coke, and a bunch of pot, because you're dealing. That's a big case of breaking two laws at once.
Yeah, or like,
and then you get caught
from college. Who? Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, driving around with expired registration tags when you've got 100 tabs of acid in your car, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Did they get caught too?
Yeah. That was one of my friends, and then like a bunch of my other friends got caught with like mushrooms in their car in South Dakota or something. I don't know, man. But it's like, it was definitely a case in every situation of breaking more than one law at a time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like, the, you know, typical thing of, like, you know, people maintaining an out-of-state car registration in California, you only get in trouble for it if you get caught for having, you know, expired tags, or you get caught speeding or whatever, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Yes, Noggle. Bro.
Anyway, words to live by.
You're both pretty yawning full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm going immediately to bed.
Where?
I'm about 2 blocks from my house.
What's that?
I'm about 2 blocks from my house. Vermont and Lexington.
Close. Mm-hmm. You have the luckiness of being able to park on the street because you're on the meter because you're getting up so early.
That's right.
As awful as it is, I always enjoyed getting up that early and leaving the house when it was sort of dawning and, you know, the city was still silent.
Like, I mean, I don't the stars at 5 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But, I just, like, I hate being sleep deprived. It really feels terrible.
No, I totally understand. I mean, on like, a just a sort of a, on like a I'm totally drawing a blank on the right word, but like on a like a just a sensory level, like the way it looks and the way it sounds at that time of day is kind of beautiful.
Yeah, that's true. It's beautiful. It's just
not something you really want to subject your body to on a weekly basis. Is that? You know?
I mean, I don't mind it so much if I get enough sleep, like on a what I have to do on Fridays.
Yeah.
The second day in a row.
You parked?
I'm parked. I'm getting a little car.
Yay.
It's nice there are these, like, little metered spots at the end of my street that are, like, always empty, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Always one empty, at least.
Mm-hmm. And the other little secret is those have a start time of 8 o'clock, and you don't have to move your car.
Right.
The ones on the street, you have to move your car between 7 and 10. And
that's right, yeah, because
it's rush hour. And it's a start time of 7. So you could jump out at 8 o'clock and put two quarters in the meter and come back at 9 and then roll out. Which is why, actually, I remember them often being full.
There's only one open. But that's enough for me.
That's good.
There are lots of cricket noises. It really feels like summer these days. It's supposed to be like 80 this weekend.
That's so not fair.
I'm going to Malibu.
It's going to snow tomorrow night. Again. And it's going to snow the next day. Then it's 80 there. That's so absurd.
Not 80 yet. Like, it feels like a different... You know how there are these, like, kind of subtle seasons in L.A.?
Yeah.
It feels like a different season. It feels like spring.
Yeah. Well, I looked at the 10-day forecast, and it's supposed to get up to highs of 47.
Hey, that's like balmy for the winter.
I know. It was 59 the day before yesterday, and then yesterday it was fucking 25 degrees and snowed like crazy. And today it was even colder. Are you in your house?
I'm walking up my stairs.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna run to the bathroom and then go to bed.
Okay, baby.
Okay.
I'm gonna do the same. Okay, dude.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay.